And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with South Loop head football coach Matt Jangler. Coach, where has the season gone? It's the final game of the regular season for eight-man football. Doesn't seem possible, does it?
It's like that every year. It just flies by, and all of a sudden, here we are, the last game of the year.
Coach, congratulations on a huge win for your kids against Ravenna. Very good football team, winning it in overtime. Talk about that win and maybe some of the confidence that maybe it gave your kids coming out of that win.
It was a big win. It was a very big win for us. You know, at half we were down 20-8, and the kids could have just laid down, but they just kept battling and battling, and next thing you know, things started bouncing our way, and we're in overtime and ended up winning it. And I mean, that's huge for us. Now we're headed to the last game of the season, 5-2. So, yeah, I mean, looking forward to playoffs. The kids are excited. It was a big one.
Coach, we talk so much, or at least, you know, I do anyway. We get wrapped up in offense and defense, and we're looking at those statistics. There's a third phase of the game, and that's special teams. Talk about that aspect of South Loop. What about the special teams? And just give us a feel for that aspect of the game as it relates to the Bobcats.
Well, the special teams have been pretty good this year. When we're doing our like kick return and punt, or kickoff and punt, you know, we can't really sub down, so our starters are still in there. They've done a great job, and then we try to get some on the return teams get in there, but we haven't had any huge glaring issues. You know, we've had one or two here and there, but I'm doing a good job of containing. You know, we don't kick it deep very often. We want to put a ball on the ground and make the play, so that way we can play defense and not give up anything big, but yeah, it's like when you look at the whole season as a whole, our special teams has really done very well.
Coach, just looking at the numbers and some things that are showing up statistically, you've been able to make plays throwing the ball. You've been able to make plays running the ball. But I know whether it's throwing or whether it's running, it does start up front. Talk about those guys and the way the play of the offensive line has maybe continued to come together for you throughout the year.
Well, it's gotten better each game. You know, they're starting to learn, you know, how to communicate up front, making sure that we know our assignments every time. You know, some of them aren't the biggest guys, but they're giving every effort they have. And, you know, that was the biggest thing coming in this season was how the offensive line was going to be. And, actually, they've done really well. And so, you know, they just keep getting better and better each week, and that's what we need.
Defensively, Coach, I know that you can X and O things defensively, but really at the end of the day, it's how are you tackling? What about South Loop defensively? Are you pleased with the way the tackling has been as we've moved through the course of the season?
No, it's been pretty decent. You know, we've missed some tackles too. Right now our pass coverage has really been struggling as of late. And so we've been working on that, but overall, you know, the defense has done what they need to do to keep us in the game. And so hopefully that just keeps continuing and we try to get better each week.
You get Arcadia Loop City, a district game to close out the season. Just talk about your preparation for them. What are some of the things you think they'll present to you? And then what are the keys for the Bobcats?
Well, I know they're going to be ready for this game. I mean, they need to win it to get in the playoffs. And so they're going to give us everything they got. We know they're going to pound it at us, and they're huge up front. I mean, they got some of the biggest guys I've ever seen in eight-man football. And so, you know, we just got to find a way to slow them down and, you know, try to do what we need to do and execute on offense. And it should be a great game.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We always appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks, Brent, and thanks for the coverage.
Coach Matt Jangler joining us on our pregame show.